Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Final segment of Ben and Woods for the week. Going to be a big weekend. Three games, Padres and Dodgers, starting tonight. Ryan Weathers on the mound against Walker Buehler. We'll talk more Padres-Dodgers coming up here. First, though, let's get one more check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy just did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
We did a quick TV hit with my colleague Marie Coronel from ABC 10 News, who is a gigantic Padres fan and huge Chargers hater now. Just love Marie to pieces.
She's phenomenal.
Absolute best. And Woodsy had a couple of great sound bites that I guarantee you'll see on 10 News, probably midday edition today from 11 to noon. If you want to see Woodsy on TV and me as well. I mean, I'm on TV often, but you're not on a TV as often. So the opportunity to catch Woods on the tube later this morning.
Very nervous. People are going to see us and go, why aren't you guys decked out in your brown and gold? Well, we're in our golf gear because we're going to go golf.
We are
because that's
golf.
What we do.
Yep. And then
be repping tonight, though.
Yeah, head downtown. I don't know that I'm going into the game. You're going into the game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go down and watch it with Shelly down there, though, be part of the fun for tonight's game. Now, did you see last night? I believe it was at 9 p.m. last night. I'm not a video gamer, but MLB The Show 21 launched.
I saw it.
At 9 p.m. last night. And we already knew, of course, that Fernando Tatis Jr. on the cover. But
I don't know what's going on. I pre-ordered like the day.
You got it at 9 p.m. last night.
No, it says what? It comes out on Tuesday for me.
Tuesday?
You
got to wait until
it.
Tuesday? You get the Tuesday edition?
I mean, I haven't checked since 9 o'clock last night. I was in bed before 9 o'clock, and I didn't check this morning. Maybe
it's in there.
Downloaded, but I got an email that says your auto-download will start at midnight or whatever on the
Tuesday,
20th.
Huh? Well, I definitely saw some reports that it came out last night.
I saw a lot of people playing, and I was very upset.
And apparently, it's not just Tatis, but as you load up the game, the opening credits, the load screen is all San Diego. It's downtown. It's Petco Park. You got Don Orsillo screaming, "Welcome to Slam Diego." It is all about the Padres on MLB The Show 21, which is actually a video game that is made here in San Diego by San Diego Studios. So it's fun that they got to include a lot of local flair this year. They probably didn't get to do that in previous seasons when the national audience wasn't necessarily all that enthused to see Corey Spangenberg in their video game. Who? What? Why is there Padres on this game? I'm never picking the Padres. Now people will actually choose to play with the Padres when they're playing MLB The Show. Even in Kansas or, Nebraska.
There was nothing I liked better than picking the Padres and then immediately turning off all of the restrictions and then trading about 80% of the guys on the team for actually good players, some of whom actually play for the team now. Which is great. And then you go on a little dynasty run there.
Had Yu Darvish and Blake Snell.
I had Manny Machado on the Padres, yes, before.
It felt like it was a video game. The only way you could get Manny Machado on the Padres.
Roman says you had to get the You had to get the Jackie Robinson edition.
That's a flub.
That is a flub. The Jackin' Robinson, that's terrible. That's disrespectful.
Especially the day after
I know.
Jackin' Robinson Day.
Yeah. You had to get the Jackie Robinson edition, idiot.
That makes sense.
That's what Roman called you, an idiot.
Yeah, well, I'm an idiot who works in radio. I couldn't afford the Jackie Robinson version.
Exactly.
So Tatis will be on the cover, is on the cover, expected to be back tonight.
Jackie Robinson, by the way. Good God.
Jack in Box, I know, you can stop by, but that's totally different.
Jack in Box. Oh, my God.
Stroganoff.
That's Paul. God. Devolving here with 18 minutes to go.
So the Padres.
Jack in Box.
So when Tatis got hurt 10 days ago and went on the injured list, we had a long discussion about taming wild horses,
yeah.
And hey, you can't change Tiger's stripes. He plays the way he is. He is Fernando Tatis because he plays that way. All well and good, but the Padres have had those conversations with him over these last 10 days. Jay Stengler said, you know, I've sat down with him. We've tried to explain. Here are the plays that are kind of the riskiest. We want to keep you on the field. Here's the things we really don't want to see you do anymore, at least during this season, so we can keep you healthy and keep you on the field. Now, that doesn't mean he's not allowed to, you know, dive for balls or try to make great plays and stuff, but there are certain things they don't want to see him do. That one-handed follow-through on the swing is something they're definitely discouraging greatly. And he has been working in the cage with the two-handed follow-through. It looks good.
Which he's done before.
I mean, he's not like he does the one-handed follow-through on
all
every single swing. So they're just saying, hey, let's take that out of the repertoire for now and just work on your normal two-handed follow-through. You hit the ball plenty far with two hands. You don't necessarily need to take the hand off the bat and really torque your shoulder.
I'm going to do the one-handed follow-through in golf today when we play and see how that goes. Have you ever seen anyone do a one-handed follow-through in the game of golf?
Once or twice.
It's usually when you hit a shank. You let it go. I'm going to go all one-handed follow-through today. See how well
I play. It's almost always a horrid
shot. It's a terrible, terrible shot.
That's for sure. You know, the Matrix sliding headfirst into bases.
Just chill a little. Just chill a little. I'm the one that said you can't, you know, a tiger doesn't change his stripes. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I just want him to be healthy. I really do. I just want him to be healthy and you know. Could he play a little bit smarter? Sure. If the ball's hit to left field, Fernando, let the left fielder get it. You know, let the left fielder get it. Let him call you off.
I'm a numbers guy, and I will tell you that 90% of Fernando Tatis Jr. for 140 games is better than 100% of Fernando Tatis Jr. for 30 games.
Right.
So I will take that trade-off if he's willing to compromise a little bit and just kind of stay within himself a little more than usual. Now, does he want to stop smiling? Does he want to stop bat flip? No. Bat flip, smile, have fun, dance in the dugout, celebrate with your teammates. Like giant left-handed high fives, like the one that wasn't it Cody Bellinger who almost ripped his shoulder out in the playoffs last year? Don't touch him. Don't do that. You know, don't do dumb things that could cause that shoulder to pop out of its socket again and perhaps lose him for the season. Let's get him through this year. And if it requires a bit of a modification, I'm okay with that.
I'm just going to let go is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to into the nose, out through the mouth.
You will be holding your breath a couple of times.
I'm going to try not to. I'm just
during
gonna,
this season.
Gonna, well, I'm just going to. I just want to watch him.
I mean, he's going to dive for a ball at short.
Yep.
And everyone's going to wonder.
The stadium's going to gasp.
Is he going to be able to come up and keep on playing? It's going to happen more than once this season.
Yep.
I guarantee you. As for the pitching matchups, Woods, what are you expecting? What are you hoping for from Ryan Weathers tonight? Like, what's your best case scenario for Ryan Weathers, and what's your fear for Ryan Weathers tonight?
Yeah, I'm not super nervous about it, to be honest with you. There's a couple more pitchers on our roster that would make me more nervous. Ryan Weathers, for some reason, I feel fairly calm. Is not afraid of the big stage whatsoever. It's a good team he's facing, certainly. But I think he's got the stuff. He's a bulldog. Go out there, give us 3 to 4 innings, kid. You know, go out there, and if you let guys on, try to minimize the damage, use your defense behind you. I'm just not real panicked about it, Ben, at all. It's his first start in the big leagues. I freaking love that Dave Roberts reshuffled his lineup and his pitching rotation to give, you know, their three best a shot at us. And I love that Jay Stengler's like, nah, we're going to throw a rookie against you that, you know, has no starts. It's awesome. I think it's great. you know, kind of takes the pressure off, like, and lets people know, yeah, I mean, it is, at the end of the day, just another series in April. I think it's a great move. I need a lot more out of Blake Snell on Sunday, and I'm expecting great things out of Yu Darvish. So
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm looking for. And I know if there's one guy that expects more out of Blake Snell, it's Blake Snell.
So I guess my concern then is simply this. He's pitched six innings in his big league career regular season, plus an inning and a third in the playoffs against the Dodgers last year. In those seven and a third innings, he has allowed two hits and one run. A solo home run. Gave it up this year.
Yep.
That's not always going to be the case. You're going to run into some adversity, especially as a starting pitcher in the big leagues, going up against a lineup as good as the Dodgers.
Hey, this is how you get, this is how you earn your stripes, though. This is it.
He's going to run into some tough times. He probably is going to give up, you know, a run or two somewhere. Bro. How do you respond when things aren't going your way? Because so far they've gone pretty much as good as he possibly could have hoped in his career so far with the Padres.
This is what you want. I mean, this is how.
I mean, his WHIP right now is .667.
Yeah, I mean,
it's insane.
Like, he's going to throw strikes, and the Dodgers know that. They're going to try to get to him, man, because he does have really dirty stuff. And I think I like the kid a lot. Couldn't have been more wrong about him from the get go. I think he is an ace in waiting. I really do. He is everything that we've been looking for here, and I expect big things out of him tonight. But again, not a guy that you have to know if you're him. Hey, I don't have to go out there and go seven innings tonight. They're not going to let me, even if I could. Even if he's perfect through three innings or four innings, Ben, they're probably not going to let him go out there for another one, right? They're going to protect his arm a little bit. Totally fine with it. Go out and do that. We have a vaunted bullpen. Let's get into that. Let's get Keela out there. Let's get Pomeranz out there. Let's get Melanson out there. Those guys haven't pitched in a few days. They're ready to jam. And that's really all you need, man. Go out there, throw your game, throw strikes. You know, both sides of the plate, up, down, in, out, pitch mix, do it up. And I have a lot of faith in him. I really, really do. I'm not just saying that. I really have a lot of faith in that kid.
Now, if you'll remember, the Padres did face Walker Buehler just once last year, and they actually beat him. Five innings, he gave up three hits. They were all home runs in that start. It came early in the 60-game season on August the 3rd. So, you know, the Padres have a good memory. He has been one of the toughest pitchers in baseball ever since he has joined the Dodgers. His stuff is gross. It really is. He throws, 98, 99 with regularity, and he makes it look easy. He makes it look as effortless, I would say, as any pitcher who throws that fast.
With the tightest pants I've ever seen. Literally the tightest pants. Guys in the 70s were like, bro, your pants are super tight. Wears tight pants. Very tight. Like, they forgot that he was on the team and they had to get him one of the Bat Boys' pants. And he's really good, but he does wear very tight pants. Something to look for tonight.
I guess that's a key to the game.
If it's key to the game.
The tight pants level.
Yes. Tight.
I wouldn't be comfortable out there. Like, if you ask me to golf in super tight pants.
Spandex?
I just feel like that's not going to be conducive to a good performance.
Maybe it gives him the red ass. You know?
Like Joe Musgrove not going to the bathroom and pitching a no-hitter.
Maybe it gives him what he needs.
That's his thing.
The tighter the pants, the better for Walker Buehler. They are tight. It's not a shot. It's just an observation.
Hey, if you can pull it off,
yeah.
More power to
he
you.
He actually can't pull them off at the end of the night. That's the deal.
he needs help.
He needs help.
He needs help to pull them off
at
the end of the night.
He actually slices them with an X-Acto knife every time he wants to get out of them. That's how tight they are.
All right, that's your matchup tonight. 7:05 first pitch, 6:05 pregame show as the Padres return home for the first of three against the L.A. Dodgers. That is pretty much it for us, Woods. You know, though, before we get out of here on a Friday, it's tradition.
Got new ones.
Take all of our mistakes, including the new ones from this week. We call it our Flubs of the Week.
They will keep coming back at no additional charge until they have taken care of your rat program problem. The Heisman Trophy went to Alabama's Devontae Smith.
Who is Alabama?
Quinn and Chris this afternoon on San Diego's number one sports station. Uh-oh. In the home of Julio Jones.
Julio!
30-year fixed home run lead. We will get to that. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan and see how Kelly Danick's dogs are doing. They just legit think that Drew Pomeranz belongs there at number two.
What is belongs there?
They have turned their entire both buying experience and service experience remotely.
Oh,
selfies, you know, right? Great sunset
what
shots.
What is this sunset?
from what transpired the last season.
What has transpired?
Clearly don't quite have as much competition to get there in the AL.
What is Mitch competition? Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgie. You know, Woodgie. I told you yesterday.
Who is it?
Oh, man.
Corky's Pest Control. Corky's can croak your... Let me start again. Huge upset in the lightweight title fight. 1 year anniversary of the helicopter. Let's start over.
Wife reportedly stabs husband after confusion.
Yes.
Yes. Insurrection, inauguration, impeachment, invest in GameStop. We'll get to the moves involving...
The what?
The moves.
Hey. Price is white. Price is white. What is wrong with me?
Wow.
Corona Hard Seltzer. Oh. Try all four flavors.
What are four flavors?
Of Gorilla Glue's product worked.
Whoa, what?
Gorilla Glue's product worked exactly as it was supposed to.
See, Chris, thank you for playing. Feel again to try again later. I'm good. I was listening to our moment.
What is listening?
Penske is the best at all. Effortless sales, effortless service. Let me start that over again.
God.
We got some real or fake coming up yesterday. We pushed everything back an hour.
Yeah, push it back all day. Who's Blark Mometa?
Great job by our executive producer.
When it comes out next year, was Elizabeth.
$1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates may apply.
What a message.
Don't drive and text. Another long storied college basketball career.
What is college basketball?
College, a little vegetarian kale and cannelli bean snoo for you. Snoo.
Uh-oh.
47-year-old man lying on his back in front of a town host.
What is a town host? Basketball, Benjamin Higgin is Higgin. Good God. Got our executive producer, Pete Producel. All right, that's it.
Because my wife likes cheese pizza.
I like cheese pizza. I like cheese pizza, too.
Free spot on the bingo board.
What is a bingo board?
Favorite participatory activity.
You'll get 20% off the already great prices, and they're going to throw... excuse me. Oh, no.
In the Carlsbad Auto Mall Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Yeah. In produce, like California cooties. Questioning some of the strategic decisions.
What are decisions?
Here's what Blake had to say.
Yes.
Star streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston, Blake Snell on the mound against Chad Poole.
What is a mound?
A mound.
These allegations are totally false. False. Go ahead.
Tyra Bena Woods is brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Trade up any non-content.
Yes!
But he's doing the jerks and things. Hossam King is starting to come around.
Who is Hossam King? Roman says you had to get to Jackin. Oh, no.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Yes! I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.
Oh, man, the new ones are electric. They are electric.
Getting good now.
Blake Snell had to snay.
What did Blake Snell have to snay?
I always like
to listen to what he has to say after every start.
Chili Bean Snoo still just murders me.
I have trouble saying Snoo.
Cannelli Bean Snoo. Just so good. It's just his brain just shut off.
Oh, man.
Cannelli Bean Snoo.
All right, last chance here, Woods. Is this
a little vegetarian kale and cannelli bean snoo for you?
Oh, my God.
Snoo.
Hugely important series, or let's not make too big of a deal about it. It's just three games in April.
Ask me Monday.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk to you Monday at 5 a.m. Before we go, it is time for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is taxi. Text TAXI to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. Again, TAXI is your word to text 72881. And if I've done this right, we should be hearing the music right about now. There we go. All right, Paul Reindl, executive producer. Great job this week. He really is coming into his own in this role.
I mean, he's been doing it like 3 years, so.
I know, but today he just took the bull by the horns, took Scooby to town.
Task.
Threw him right off the air. I love to see it. We will be back Monday, 5 a.m. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For Woodsy,
I'm Ben. Thanks for listening to us. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.